Listen to this news. China's apparel ventures, from local looms to global retail hubs. The thriving hubs of China's apparel industry are seeing a wave of clothing companies shifting their focus from traditional textile exporting to establishing their brands on the international stage via retail stores. Among the enterprises spearheading this transition is Bosideng, a company that values the real-time customer feedback gleaned from in-store interactions, despite the cost efficiencies offered by overseas e-commerce platforms. Bosideng's spokesperson highlighted the influx of diverse customers their stores are attracting globally, stating, "We're starting to see a lot more different customers from all walks of the world." Italian designer Pietro Ferragina, who collaborates with Bosideng, emphasized the importance of aligning with customer needs for a successful entry into the international market. He remarked, "The best way to enter the international market will be absolutely being in line with customer needs." The direct consumer feedback from retail stores enables Bosideng and similarly expanding Chinese brands to fine-tune their offerings to meet the preferences and demands of a global clientele, leveraging their deep-rooted expertise in the fashion domain. Over recent years, a cohort of Chinese clothing brands, alongside Bosideng, have inaugurated retail outlets in countries including the United States, Singapore, Thailand, and Saudi Arabia, marking a significant outreach into global markets. Yet, establishing a physical presence and engaging directly with overseas customers is just the start. The journey to gaining recognition in international markets requires patience and substantial effort to bridge cultural differences and align with diverse market expectations, as explained by Ferragina. He noted the importance of a meticulous approach, saying, "So, we have to do it step by step and really slowly. There is no need to be the first and the fastest doing it, but we need to be the first to do it well." Ferragina identified the pillars of promoting a brand in the global fashion market as maintaining product quality, understanding customer needs, adept problem-solving, and honest communication. Data from the World Trade Organization showcased China's dominant position as the world's leading clothing exporter in 2022. Furthermore, according to Chinese customs data, the country's exports of clothing and clothing accessories surged past 500 billion yuan, $69 billion, in the first half of 2023, registering a 0.7% year-on-year increase. Looking ahead, the anticipation surrounding Chinese clothing brands is growing. London-based social media influencer, Amina Ali, expressed her eagerness to see Chinese brands introducing more innovative designs and utilizing novel materials. "Style and uniqueness is what I am looking for," she said. Similarly, fashion blogger Ali Gordon conveyed optimism about the future of Chinese clothing brands, praising their quality and design, and projecting success in their global ventures. With retail expansions acting as a springboard, Chinese clothing brands are progressively carving a distinctive niche on the global stage, blending the finesse of Chinese craftsmanship with the evolving tastes of the international market. Don't miss it. France combats fast fashion with financial incentives for repairing clothes.